Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Ayin Dalid, Chulin 74a, pagination is 147. We'll start at the bottom of the page, three lines up from the bottom at the start of the new Mishnah. The situation that our Mishnah describes is called a ben pikua, an animal which is the fetus inside the mother animal. And in its extreme case, this animal is born after the shechita of the mother and is able to walk and live, and it's full term. It's able to survive. And again, in the extreme case, this ben pikua case, the question is going to be, does this animal need shechita, or did the mother's shechita suffice? Because at that time, it was part of the mother, and it's included, mikoba behema tochelu, that you could eat it because it was inside the animal that was correctly shecht. The Mishnah begins. Hashocheres ha-behema, a person shechts an animal, umatza ba ben shmona chai, and finds inside of it an animal that's only 8 months of gestation, meaning an animal that cannot survive. That was their assumption. That was their working knowledge. Omes, or the 8th month gestation, was dead. Obentisha mes, or a 9 month gestation, and it was dead. Because if it's a 9 month gestation and it's alive, we're going to have to discuss that. But these are cases where, whether it presents alive or dead, it's considered dead. Again, a preemie in this case of the animal is not considered viable. Koro, you could tear this animal, umotzi es damo, and remove the blood, because the blood does indeed have to be removed. You can't just say, well, it's part of the mother animal at the time of shechita, because the blood in the mother animal also has to be removed. So the blood of this animal has to be removed, but the animal itself is indeed not viable and is therefore indeed included in the mother's shechita, and you do not have to do shechita on it independently. That's the opening case, and that's easy to process. However, matza ben tisha chai, if you find an animal that's viable, it's alive, it's sufficiently gestated, ta'un shechita, it will require shechita according to the first opinion, v'chayev ba'osov espino, and that shechita cannot be done on the same day as the mother's shechita, because there's a restriction not to do shechita on the parent and the child on the same day. Divrei Reb Meir, that's the ruling of Reb Meir. Reb Meir is treating the 9 month gestation fetus, which comes out viable, as a regular animal. And there's nothing unusual about it. It has to be treated in the regular way, will have the regular restrictions, require shechita, and cannot be shecht on the same day. V'chachamim omrim, but here it gets interesting, complex. The chachamim say that this animal is unique. Shechitas imo mitaharaso. The shechita of the mother is going to make it kosher to be eaten, and it will not require its own shechita. Indeed, the Chachamim hold this to the point that even if it's walking around for years, the animal is a ben pikua, it's a unique status, it already had shechita, yet it's alive, and when you're ready to kill it, kill it. You don't have to do a kosher shechita. The Chachamim indeed hold, though, that midrabanon, in most cases, it will require shechita, because it ends up in a confusing case. It looks like it's very much alive. How can you eat it by just killing it? So it's going to require shechita, but not even the details are going to apply to it. In halacha simen yud gimel of Yerideya, seif beis, in matzah ben tes chai, if you find the 9-month gestation, it's alive, it's viable, and it's walking around. Ta'un shechita, it's going to require shechita, says the Taz mishamarasayin, because it doesn't look right. People can get confused. The mechaber continues, aval sh'ar trefos eino oser. Also, but other trefos are not going to forbid it because it became kosher with the shechita of the mother, and at that time, its trefa status would not have to be checked because its life, its lifeline, was through the mother. You would have to check the mother if the mother is kosher, but this is merely an appendage to the mother, and therefore, even now, you don't have to check it for trefos. That's the opinion of the Chachamim, that indeed there's such a thing as a ben pikua, it's included, but midrabanan, we have to do shechita. Rabbi Shimon Shezuri says, afilu ben chamishana v'chorish besade shechites imo metaharaso. Rabbi Shimon Shezuri holds straight away that the shechita of the mother kashers it, and even if it's 5 years old, being used as a work animal, you don't have to do shechita on this animal. Rabbi Shimon Shezuri does not impose that midrabanan shechita that the rabbanan did. The Mishnah concludes that we have to appreciate how this ben pikua works. Even the opinion that says that it doesn't need shechita, that's only because there was shechita of a mother while it was in there. Just because it's a fetus that was born, that doesn't do us anything. And therefore, kara, if you tore the mother, however you killed it, or matzah ben tes chai, and you found a 9-month gestation fetus, and it's alive, it's viable, ton shechita, it's going to require shechita. This is not considered that it became alive spontaneously and it's not considered an animal or something like that. It's very clear. The reason the ben pikua did not require shechita is because shechitas imo mitaharaso, the shechita of the mother, made it good. But over here, lefishalo nishchata imo, the mother wasn't shecht, and therefore the animal would require shechita. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.